That's all kind of what I know about it at this point. I have not read the novel, but I give P.T. Anderson kind of a free pass. Like, I love everything he's ever put out.
What's your favorite?
Oh, man. Magnolia, probably?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yep.
Glenn, how about you? Fall look ahead.
If you showed 10-year-old Glenn this fall's television schedule, it would blow his mind. Monday, Gotham. Tuesday, The Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Wednesday, Arrow. Thursday, nothing. You might as well go outside. Friday, Constantine. He would be like, awesome. And I'd be like, right, every comic you love. And he'd be like, are they any good? And I'd say, I've only seen two of them, and, you know, there's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he'd be like, oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., awesome. So Nick Fury. And I'd be like, Nick Fury isn't really on it. He's had a cameo mid-season, but Patton Oswalt's on it, and he's very funny. And I think he's going to be, you know, almost a semi-regular next season. And he'd say, who's Patton Oswalt? And I would say, well, and he would say, what about Arrow? And I would say, the shirtless training montages are spot on.
Yeah.
And he would say, ooh, gay. And I would say, shut up. And he would say, what? And I'd say, tick, tick, tick. And he'd say, what do you mean? But then we would share a look of understanding that we would not comment upon. And then he'd say, what happened to our hair? And I'd be like, poof. So I've only seen two of them. So, Linda, you've seen Gotham, you've seen The Flash,
I just have to pause. That just made my day.